Chris Manson is joining us now. I saw Chris featured on CNN, and I thought to myself, I want to talk to that guy. So, Chris, welcome to Mornings with Carmen.
Thank you.
So, okay, talk with us about how this started. Your seven-year-old daughter asked a question. So can we start there, and you just tell us the story?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, like many people watching the news, you know, as the war began in end of February, early March, and I've got a seven-year-old daughter, and so as we'd be watching the news or whatever, I try and quickly turn the channel when certain things would show up that would be, you know, inappropriate, somebody, you know, seriously injured or unfortunately killed or whatever. And, you know, my daughter was quick enough to catch different things, and so that started a conversation. We started talking about Ukraine, and before you know it, we were praying, you know, when we were sitting down for dinner or whatever, we'd say a few prayers for, you know, the people suffering in Ukraine and stuff. And that eventually evolved pretty quickly into, gosh, is there anything that can be done? You know, I wish I could do more. And this is my seven-year-old saying, you know, gosh, those poor kids, I wish I could do something to help them and stuff like that. And, you know, as we were talking more and more, it just, you know, resonated with me. And, you know, being a dad wanting to, you know, do right by your daughter. And, you know, I used to be a volunteer firefighter, used to be in the military. I worked in Catholic healthcare. Just kind of started thinking, gosh, is there something that could be done? And eventually, at the beginning of March, kind of settled on this idea of, well, geez, I wonder if, you know, they need ambulances. I'd seen that they'd been blown up on TV, or, you know, seen the Russians had been destroying them, and, you know, seeing the horror stories and stuff. So, you know, kind of had this crazy idea, and I'll admit it's definitely a crazy idea. Hey, maybe we can fill an ambulance full of medical supplies and somehow get it to Ukraine, and, you know, they can use it. And it was kind of with that idea that I reached out to the Ukrainian consulate in Chicago. I'm in Illinois, and, you know, left them a message, I think like 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and just said, hey, I don't even know if you need this. Maybe the Red Cross has it covered, or other, you know, charity groups have it covered. But if this sounds like a good idea, let me know. Well, they called me back at like 11 o'clock at night, the same night, and said, yeah, we need your ambulance. We need all the supplies you can get us. When can you have it there? And I think about that moment, I realized, ooh, I think I might have just committed to getting, you know, the Ukrainians an ambulance, and I didn't have one yet, or the supplies. So I said, I better go figure that one out. So
yeah, I love the way that you tell the part where you're like, you know, I saw them using DHL delivery vans to move people, you know, out of an area. And I thought to myself, this could be better. Like, right. And you made some calls.
Yeah.
So what happened when you made the first call?
Well, you know, it's really cool. I mean, this is the thing that that I've experienced over and over again. I'm looking for an ambulance. I reach out to somebody, the local ambulance company here. An individual I've met with a few times in my business dealings. And I said, hey, I've got this crazy idea. I'd like to send an ambulance over to Ukraine. I don't have an ambulance. Do you have one that you could possibly donate? I know it's crazy. And his response was, and it was immediate, do you want gas or diesel?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
No hesitation.
I'm just telling you, that's the part of the story where I'm just like, that's the spirit, right? Like, people are
Absolutely.
Waiting to be asked, and God planted this notion within you. And he also, Chris, you know, he has orchestrated your life in such a way that you did have these relationships, and you did have this access, and you have had these experiences, so that when these divine appointments came along, you were able to not only see them, but you were able to turn in the right direction and ask the right people the right questions to participate in this. And so, so tell us about that first ambulance. And then there have been more from Tennessee, Minnesota, Ohio, North Dakota, and then others since then. So I want to celebrate some of those places and spaces as well. But finish the story about the very first one, and then how it got filled up, because that's another part of the story.
Yeah, so like I said, I worked in Catholic healthcare. So, you know, once I had the ambulance, I reached out to my employer, which luckily is a bunch of sisters that are operating our health system. And I said, hey, just want to give you a heads up. I kind of feel like I've got this calling to do something. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I might end up going to Ukraine at some point. I might be taking an ambulance over to Ukraine. But I'd like OSF to donate some supplies if that's, you know, if there's an interest. And of course, you know, the sisters said, well, if you've got a calling and you feel Christ calling, you've got to do it and we'll support you. Go right ahead. And yeah, of course, we can fill it up with supplies. And not only did they fill it up with supplies, but we took that first ambulance. We parked it in front of our headquarters, our ministry headquarters. We invited our mission partners, our fellow employees, to come in and bring Quick Clot, which is a clotting agent that you can buy at a hardware store or at a sporting goods store or something, which is needed in Ukraine. You're shot. They pour this clotting material on, and it seals up the wound to stop the bleeding. So very important stuff. So we parked this ambulance out front of our headquarters. And boy, I tell you, mission partners came and came and came, and they filled that ambulance full of supplies, in addition to the supplies that the company provided. And then we had the ambulance blessed. And from there, we were able to connect with another organization out of Chicago, the Ukrainian Medical Association of North America. And on March 29th, we put that first ambulance on a 747-800 out of Chicago O'Hare Airport. And again, even getting to... We're on the airplane. It's 11 o'clock at night at O'Hare. I'm working with these guys, you know, that load airplanes for a living. It's late at night. It's cold. And everyone's just doing their thing. The moment they saw that ambulance, and they said, well, what's this for? And I told them it's going to Ukraine. It's been blessed by a priest. It's, you know, I explained some of the stuff. They started taking pictures with it. They started touching it like it was special. And you could just see everything change. And that was a very moving moment for me. And it's, again, this whole journey it's been little experiences like that over and over and over again, which it's a horrible war. It's it's demoralizing to see what's happening there, but there's definitely a bright bit of sunshine there's definitely a great moment because you can see the good in humanity or in people when you see what they're doing to help get these ambulances from the United States to Ukraine. And for me, that's been incredibly uplifting.
So we're talking with Chris Manson. He is the Vice President of Government Relations for OSF Healthcare in Peoria, Illinois. You can find more of what we're talking about related to this effort to get ambulances from here in the United States across the pond to the people of Ukraine who need them desperately, and how to load them up with the kinds of supplies that Chris is talking about today. They're on Twitter at ambulances, plural, and then the letter U, ambulances U. So think about like ambulances Ukraine, but ambulances U on Twitter. Or if you want to reach out to me, I will be sure and put you in touch with Chris, because maybe you're thinking to yourself, hey, I have an ambulance. I live in a town with an extra ambulance, or I work for a healthcare organization that has some ambulances that are, you know, they might be old, they might be retired, they might be offline. They can be put to use and re-equipped and loaded up. And they can be sent to the front lines. Chris, let's talk about some of the other places who have, you know, gotten on board with this, you know, because folks, once they started, you know, understanding what was happening, more and more ambulances have been contributed. So let's just talk about some of the places that those have come from.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me just tell you, right now, there's four on a ship. So we have seven in Ukraine right now. There's four on a ship that are heading over. They're on the Atlantic Ocean right now heading over. So that gets me to 11. I've got another six that basically I will have in the next week or two. And I have another four or so pledged after that in September. So I'm at about 20 right now, which is great considering we started it with one. So we've gotten ambulances from Tennessee, as you mentioned, Ohio, North Dakota, Minnesota, Illinois. I'm talking to people in other parts of the country, in Virginia, California, Texas. So, you know, the potential there is for these ambulances to come from all over. And as you pointed out, you know, if someone has an ambulance, I appreciate you did the pitch for me. We'll take them as long as they're running. We will take them. And I got to tell you, I've been to Ukraine now twice since we loaded up the first one. I went in April and I just got back in July. And the Ukrainians love the American ambulances. The good thing about them is they're a little bit bigger than what they're used to, so they can put basically two prone or critically injured people laying flat. They can carry a couple walking wounded in the jump seats, and they still have room for a medic to be working in the back in case they need to tend to, or as they're tending to the people. So our ambulances, even though we might be sending used ambulances over, They're much better than what they've had traditionally. And the need, I mean, when I was there in July, they said, you know, really, if you can get us 50, that would be great. Now, I don't know if we'll get 50, but it just goes to point out that I could send another 20 or 30 and they'll still need them because they're losing about 7 a day. And, you know, I won't go into details, but I will tell you one of the people that we're sending one ambulance to a particular area, and one of the commanding officers that had requested an ambulance and sent me a letter and said, hey, you know, we'd really appreciate it if you could help us out. Unfortunately, he was killed this past weekend in combat. So these ambulances are going to the areas that are in conflict right now, as either the Ukrainians are trying to push the Russians out of areas that have been taken over, or as the Russians continue to try and assault certain parts of Ukraine. So, you know, this isn't theoretical. This isn't, they're going to just go there and be in some back part of the country. These ambulances will be transporting wounded, injured, individuals that have been hurt in combat.
We're going to continue our conversation with Chris Manson. He's the Vice President of Government Relations for OSF Healthcare in Peoria, Illinois. We're talking about the effort to send ambulances to Ukraine. More in just a moment. You're listening to Mornings with Carmen. I'm Carmen LaBurge, and this is Faith Radio. Thanks for listening to the podcast of Mornings with Carmen. As you know, this is a rebroadcast of what we do on live radio every day. There's a lot going on at Faith Radio, tons of free resources just waiting for you at myfaithradio.com. Right now, we're inviting you to share your Faith Radio story. What do you love about Faith Radio? What do you love about Mornings with Carmen? How has this program changed the way you think or the way you live, the way you engage others in the conversations of the day? We really do want to hear from you. Your story could encourage someone else and certainly glorify God. So share what you love about Faith Radio by calling 877-933-2484 and leave us a message today. Again, thanks for listening. All right, if you're listening right now and you don't know if your town, your community, your hospital network has some decommissioned ambulances sitting around. Yeah, maybe you don't know. Okay, this is your challenge today, is to call and find out. And maybe you're saying, yeah, well, we don't have any, but I'd be willing to help go get one. I just looked online and, you know, pretty much for 20, 25 grand, you can buy one, right? Now, maybe you know somebody at Cummins Diesel. Maybe you know somebody at Ford. Maybe you know somebody at Duramax. I don't know. Like, right? You're listening right now. Maybe you know somebody at International. Maybe so just be thinking about this, right? Maybe you know somebody who builds ambulances or refits them or, you know, I don't know, has one stashed away somewhere. We want it mobilized. Do not have that like grain in a barn waiting for a rainy day. It is a rainy day in Ukraine and they need ambulances. And so why wouldn't we help? Chris Manson is the person whom, you know, God inspired to do this and is now coming alongside, bringing the resources together. You know, God's got this. And so God's got Chris working on the front lines of this. And we want to come alongside and help as well. So let's get those resources mobilized in our communities across the country and get in touch with Chris Manson. He is the Vice President of Government Relations at OSF Healthcare in Peoria, Illinois. But this is like a side gig now, sending ambulances to Ukraine full of goods. And maybe you're saying to yourself, well, I can't do the ambulance, but I could do the IV pumps. I know how to get cardiac monitors. I know where to get some of that clotting agent he's talking about. We want to mobilize resources toward this effort. You've been watching the news just like I have, and you've been wondering to yourself, what can I do? What can I do? You can sponsor a family to come to the United States through the U.S. program related to that. That would be a great thing for your church to do. Or maybe this is your calling to help get some ambulances to the front lines. So, Chris, talk with us about your experiences in Ukraine. And I'd love to know a little bit about whether or not maybe your daughter thinks, you know, you have a superhero cape now, you know, packed away somewhere.
I think my daughter's been pretty happy. The good thing is she got to help pack the first ambulance. When we got the first ambulance, we brought it to the house the first night, and I had a garage full of supplies. So it was really cool. She got to help put the supplies in the ambulance. And again, we're Catholic, so we've had some religious medals that we put in a few different little locations to protect the crews and the future patients. So she got to pick the locations of those medals and where we placed them and everything. So that was a really great connection for her. So she loved that. And you know, I just want to say, you're asking, you know, what about my experiences and everything? And as I hear you ask your listeners to help out and to get involved, I just got to tell you, it's been one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. And every single person that I talk to, when they help or just to try to help, they come away with a smile on their face. And I think they do come away closer to God. I mean, I got to tell you, ProMedica out of Ohio sent an ambulance, and we were talking about, well, okay, do we have to take, you know, when an ambulance is out, it has what's called a wrap around it, which has the company's logo on it and stuff like that. And like, do we have to take that off? I'm like, no, you can keep it on. And I said, in fact, if you want, with a pin, you can write messages, you know, of hope or goodwill to the people of Ukraine, so that, you know, you can kind of, it's almost like an ambulance. That's a kind of a Hallmark card kind of thing. You can write on it and we can send that over. Well, ProMedica took that to like three or four of their hospitals and had their employees write all over this ambulance. I got to drive that ambulance, and literally we drove it from Poland into Kyiv. And every time we would stop, people would look, and if they were Ukrainian, you know, they're Ukrainian. If they spoke English, you'd see them start to smile or clap or cheer. And then if they'd translated to some of the messages to the people that didn't speak English, and then they would smile and laugh and cheer. And when we finally stopped and we delivered it, I had men, women, adults in this, you know, in Ukraine that have been, you know, basically in a war for the past several months, reading these messages on this ambulance, touching it with their fingers, you know, touching the messages like they were touching the people in the United States that wrote them. And it brought tears to your eyes. And it was just a very moving experience. And I was able to share some of that stuff with the people in ProMedica, or I was able to share other images with other people that had donated. And, you know, it's just this feeling that you get knowing that, yeah, I mean, it's a very small, you know, one ambulance, 20 ambulances in a war between Russia and Ukraine is a small thing. But it's that connection, that humanity between, you know, people, you know, across the world, that, you know, one part suffering and you're doing something to help. It's just incredibly moving. And I got to tell you, I was very hesitant when I started with this whole, hey, I have a very crazy idea. But, you know, I after doing this for the past few months, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. We run into a roadblock. I ask for something, pray for something before dinner. You know, we just kind of add it into the mix when we're, you know, saying the blessing before dinner. And I'll be darned if I don't get a call in 15 minutes or an email and the next day. I mean, I work for a Franciscan health system. The sisters are a Franciscan order. We were looking for ventilators. Those are the pieces of equipment to help people breathe when they're incredibly critically injured and they can't breathe on their own. Was looking for them, put a call out in general across the country. I need ventilators. Out of the blue, a few days before I'm getting ready to go to Ukraine, I get a message from another Franciscan health system in Louisiana saying, hey, we have ventilators. Do you need any? And so, you know, now we've got, you know, I've got 8 ventilators out there breathing for people in Ukraine that otherwise wouldn't have had machines to breathe for them, to get them from critical to hopefully stable and then hopefully better.
Chris, you are, I understand, a veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve, so thank you for your service. Tell us what you did with your body armor and your helmet before you came home.
Oh, well, so when I left the first trip I went, I brought a helmet and body armor and a first aid, you know, kind of a tactical first aid kit with me in, because I didn't know what was gonna, you know, what I'd be experiencing. And as I left, obviously, thankfully, I didn't need it for anything. But as I left it with someone in Rivne. And this older gentleman came to me, goes, "Hey, I'm here for the body armor and the helmet." And this guy had to be in his 60s, and I'm like, "Is it for you?" And he's like, "Well, no, I'm the president of the local university here, but my son is on the front line. So as soon as I leave here, I'm going to take this helmet, this bulletproof vest, and this first aid kit up to my son who's on the front line." And that's what it's like all the time. I mean, anything we bring, it goes to the front.
Well, that's like the woman that you met. I feel like you met her on an airplane. She's like 18 years old, and she was traveling to do something similar.
Well, yeah. In fact, the Ukrainian people are great. They're God-fearing. You know, first of all, you go anywhere in Ukraine, and like I met with the firefighters, and they're like, "Hey, let us show you our chapel." I went into their kitchen, and over their table is a picture of the Last Supper. So they're very much a family oriented and very much, like I said, a God fearing country. And when they knew I was going over, the Ukrainians kind of took me under their wing and said, "Okay, it's your first trip. We'll take care of you. We'll make sure everything's taken care of." And when I was talking to some people, someone said, "Hey, would you mind though, kind of escorting my 18-year-old daughter who's going over to Ukraine for the second time?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure. No problem. What's going on?" And what they were doing is her brother was on the front lines in some part of Ukraine fighting, didn't have a helmet, didn't have a bulletproof vest. So the family and others in Chicago and the United States bought a bunch of helmets and Kevlar vests. And this 18-year-old girl was bringing several duffel bags or sea bags full of helmets, first aid kits, and Kevlar vests by herself. And then she was going to meet up with a grandfather who would pick her up in Poland. And her grandfather were going to take a bus into Ukraine. And then at some point, she was going to move on to the front by herself and deliver the helmet and the flak jacket to her brother. So I kind of helped, or I went with them through the, you know, from the United States into Poland and helped get through stuff through customs and everything. And then, but yeah, I mean, those are the kind of people that we're working with. They're just amazing.
Chris, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
You know, I think they can go ahead and get in touch with me at that Twitter handle you used. Perfect. Or they could actually even just send me an email. I am at christopher.m, as in Michael, .manson, M-A-N-S-O-N, at osfhealthcare.org.
All right. I will put that in my socials for you, or you can text me. You guys know that drill if you want to get directly in touch with Chris Manson. Chris, thank you so much. We're praying for you. We're with you. And we look forward to, hearing an update in the future.
Well, thank you so much. I can't tell you how happy I am to be able to share it with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You guys on Twitter at ambulances, plural, and the letter U, ambulances, U. You're listening to Mornings with Carmen. I'm Carmen LaBurge, and this is Faith Radio. Thanks for listening to this podcast of Mornings with Carmen LaBurge from Faith Radio. If you haven't, you can subscribe to automatically receive the podcast through iTunes or the Google Play Music app. That way, you never miss an episode. It's also available anytime at myfaithradio.com.